Good afternoon, John Curtis Design. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, is Kimberly in?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Kimberly, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Do you have a minute?
I have a minute.
Perfect, perfect. So, I briefly talked to your sales rep, and I think I'm really not...
Who? You mean Patrick?
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick from Cardiff, not Pat Golitz, right?
Who's Pat Golitz?
Patrick Golitz works for us. He's our guy that came up with all the quotes for all that equipment.
Oh, no.
He gathered them. He obtained them.
And I guess that, like, Pat had some brief explanation with John about guarantees, and I'm kind of in the middle, but
okay.
There's a lot of moving parts on these transactions.
Uh-huh.
It's not this, it's about how do we pay the vendor. Basically, the biggest thing is keeping you as a customer happy, making mm-hmm. sure that a vendor's not getting too much money. Like, for example, one thing is called pre-funding. Are we paying these vendors 100% up front? Are we paying them when it's delivered? What are their terms? So I think the good thing would be to have maybe a conference call or speak to him for 5 or 10 minutes.
I agree. I wouldn't want to do that either. And I would what our concern or my concern is right now is what term is the finance agreement. What is it? Is it 5 years? Because John wanted it pushed out as far as it could go. Just because
okay.
It makes the monthly payment lower, you know?
Well, I guess that was the question I was going to ask you is, so are you looking, do you have a monthly payment in mind? Has this been budgeted? My goal is to underwrite
the transaction. We're going to take what you have, and you're going to have a rate, aren't you? And then it's going to get calculated and amortized over the period of 5 years or plus that, right?
With this type of equipment, the terms that are available are typically 2 to 5 years. The reason why this equipment typically doesn't go over 5 years is the following. Number one, there's not a lot of comparable debt showing this company has financed that much equipment. Number two, we're underwriting the transaction on a basically without looking at the financial information such as tax returns or profit and loss. We're just looking at the balance sheet. We're not looking at the balance sheet. We're looking at just the bank statements and personal credit and business credit
mm-hmm.
to just make a pretty hands-off decision. In terms mm-hmm. of the amount due at signing, there's going to be
mm-hmm.
two payments due at signing, so that's a first and last payment. We're going to provide a fixed payment schedule. We're not going to provide a loan amortization schedule. Doing
okay.
a loan that separates principal and interest just has a tremendous amount of more qualifications. I wouldn't suggest it. For maybe 20 grand, yes, and not to be rude, but for 100 grand, it's
mm-hmm.
too much of a mountain for us to climb.
Okay. So why don't you put all of these concerns regarding the conference call, you know, the topics that we need to discuss, and if you can, since you have my email address, if you could just bulletize it in an email.
Yeah, that's fine.
And with all the people that we've had copied. And then that way we all know we need to get on a conference call when John comes back, and so we can discuss all of these points, you know, and what works out best for our situation and what we want to do. So, for example, obviously the paint booth is more of a priority, so we want to get that, and, you know, we're not going to pay them all at once. There's a schedule for that. But Pat Golitz, that's why I said if, you know, you got to copy Pat because Pat is familiar. He's the one that's responsible for tracking all of that. You know what I mean? I'm helping to administer things, and I'm authorized to talk to everyone. But I don't have the time to deal with all the little figures like Pat
yeah,
does, you know, with
I,
the, when things,
I,
the payment schedule.
I've honestly done this, and not to be rude, I've been with our firm for 9 years, so I honestly think having, like, conference calls, and I'll bulletize it, but I think having a conference call solves people's problems a lot, and it just takes care of boom, 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 boom.
I agree. We still need to have that, but we need to list the topics like what
is
you
John even
trust. John's going to make you do this. I'm just letting you know now.
Is
he
John even
going?
Is he even
email.
On this email?
He should be.
No, he's not even. He's not even.
J. Curtis at JohnCurtisDesign.com.
No, he's not copied on this email string.
Can you add him on?
Yeah,
like
I can.
Name,
oh, the first one he's not. So
yeah,
I'm just
what happens
the first
is because it's a default thing where it knocks off because I help to respond to a lot of the emails, and so when I jump in, it takes him off.
Oh,
it's a Mac
okay.
thing.
What's his email?
J. Curtis at JohnCurtisDesign.com. So you can respond to the thread and add him in, and then you know. because he's going to ask me to have you do this. Trust me, Mr. Email doesn't even read all the emails, but wants everything in the email, and then he wants to print it.
Having everything in writing is not fine. We have nothing to hide.
I like it, but he's going to want to look at it to write on the email. It's just a habit of his. It's a long story.
That's not a problem. So I'll shoot you guys an email. Out of curiosity, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm not a salesperson here, so I really don't care. It's not my role. I'm a salaried employee, so I'm not here to push you guys. But are you guys shopping around for different loans?
I know they were in the beginning, but I don't know about now.
Okay.
I know that they had a couple other people wanting to help them, so
we might want to put that
in someone's ear there.
Oh, no, we have several different approvals. Honestly, I think at this point, my opinion is do one transaction because it just saves, and I'll include in my email, it saves you on fees. Why pay five schedules and pay five fees? Just do one deal. Yeah, I'll shoot you an email.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.